This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. البعض يسأل هل يجوز لنا أن نفطر في شهر رمضان في هذه السنة خوفا من مرض كورونا فيروس أو COVID-19 لأنه انتشرت على منصات التواصل الاجتماعي أنه ينبغي لنا أن نكثر من شرب الماء أن نشرب الماء كل ربع ساعة حتى نحافظ على أنفسنا من هذا المرض الخطير الذي هو COVID-19 أو كورونا فيروس. بعض المسلمين, some brothers and sisters are asking here in our community and in some other communities about the permissibility of breaking the fast this year, or the possibility of neglecting the obligation of fasting this Ramadan to protect ourselves against COVID-19. And they are asking this question because it has been there was a rumor that has been spreading about COVID-19, that drinking water on a regular basis and keeping your mouth moist can protect you against COVID-19. So some of our Muslim scholars who are members of Majma' al-Buhuth al-Ilmiyya, this council, this fiqh council, is affiliated with Al-Azhar University, and they consulted many scholars or many scientists and many doctors, some of them involved in virology. They are involved in the study of viruses, and some of our scholars here from Majma' al-Buhuth or Majma' Fuqaha al-Sharia, the Assembly of Muslim Jurists in North America, in America here. So in North America and Egypt, both of them reached the same conclusion after consulting a big number of scientists and doctors that drinking water does not protect against COVID-19. That this misleading advice has no scientific basis. There is no scientific evidence that water, drinking water, will protect us against contracting COVID-19. And therefore, the conclusion that there is no change in the ruling of fasting, that we are supposed to observe this great obligation, fasting the month of Ramadan like the previous year. Nothing has changed. If someone is an adult, if he's healthy, if he's not traveling, then it is an obligation upon him. He's Muslim, an obligation upon him to observe the fasting of the month of Ramadan. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Oh, you who have believed, fasting was prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon those before you, that you may become righteous. So the purpose of prescribing this great ibadah is righteousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to, to gain nearness and closeness with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to strengthen our relationship with him. And ya ikhwani, COVID-19 has turned everyone's life upside down. So we shouldn't allow it to turn our faith upside down. We shouldn't allow it to turn our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upside down. It is enough that many Muslims are not able to go to the masajid and participate in the 5 daily prayers because these masajid are closed. It is enough that many Muslims, the majority of Muslims nowadays, are not able to perform Salatul Jum'ah. So at least we should take advantage of this beautiful occasion, the month of Ramadan, and observe the fasting and do our best actually to do it with excellence by increasing our dua, by increasing our dhikr, by reading more Quran or trying to understand the message of the Quran. So inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, in the coming few days, Sheikh Ali Nasser will be talking about, who will be starting a program about the fiqh of fasting. So we'll be sharing some short videos about the fiqh of fasting in the coming few days, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And we will be able, inshallah, bi-idhnillah, to answer your questions, whether you post them on Facebook or you send them via our email info@isc.ca. Myself, I'll be talking, inshallah, about within the next few days about the fiqh of zakat. We know that many Muslims like to, or they prefer to pay their zakat during the month of Ramadan. It's not an obligation, but as I said, majority of Muslims like to pay their zakat during the month of Ramadan. كثير من المسلمين يفضل أن يدفع زكاة أمواله في شهر رمضان. So many of them like to be reminded about the fiqh of zakat or the matters that are related to fiqh of zakat. Inshallah, we'll be sharing this knowledge with the community. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, with the permission of Allah, I'll be able to deal with your questions, whether you post them on Facebook, on our page, ISC Facebook, or you send them through via our email at info@isc.ca, info@isc.ca, and then we'll be able, inshallah, to answer your questions bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Nas'al Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yuwaffiqana li kulli khair. Allahumma balighna Ramadan waj'alna fihi min ahli fawzi wal ghufran. Oh Allah, enable us to reach the month of Ramadan and make us among the winners in this beautiful month. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.